Moscow gives communists special permission to celebrate Lenin's birthday. By BenQ on April 23, 2020. Dozens of Russian communists defied lockdown measures imposed in the city of Moscow on Wednesday to celebrate the 150th birthday of Vladimir Lenin, marching across Red Square to pay respects and lay flowers by his tomb. The march was orchestrated by the leader of Russia's Communist Party, Gennady Zyuganov, who led a group of followers waving red flags towards the granite mausoleum where Lenin's embalmed body has lain since his death in 1924. It took place in defiance of lockdown measures imposed by city mayor Sergei Sobyanin over 3 weeks ago aimed at containing the spread of the Chinese coronavirus. Attendees were reportedly split into small groups and kept at a distance from one another as they approached the mausoleum. Under current lockdown measures, Muscovites are only permitted to go out to buy food or medicine nearby, receive urgent medical treatment, walk their dogs, or take out the trash. One policeman guarding Red Square, currently closed to the public and otherwise empty, told Reuters that the communists had received special permission from the government to hold the commemorations. Both local and federal government officials have so far refused to comment. Communists in Russia and around the world had hoped to hold mass events to celebrate the 150th anniversary, although the ongoing pandemic, originating in communist China, forced them to cancel. On Tuesday, Zyuganov called on communists to lay flowers at the remaining statues of Lenin across Russia, as well as in Belarus, Ukraine, Moldova, Central Asia, and the South Caucasus. Along with Leon Trotsky and Joseph Stalin, Lenin is widely regarded as perhaps the most important figure in Russia's 1917 communist revolution, a bloody coup d'etat against the Russian state. Emerging victorious after 3 years of civil war, he served as president of Soviet Russia until his death. The ideology that Lenin helped impose through violence and spread globally is believed to be responsible for the killing of at least 100 million people. Although the legacy of Soviet communism is still very much present in modern-day Russia, the Communist Party has officially relatively little influence in the country's political system. Currently, the party holds less than 10% of seats in the lower chamber, known as the State Duma, and just 4 out of 170 seats in the upper chamber, known as the Federation Council. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.